vicious monsters and radical left scoundrels. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's how former President Trump describes the FBI and the Democrats who supported the raid of his Florida home. Last night, he called the agency out during a rally in Pennsylvania.
They rifled through the First Lady's closet drawers and everything else. And even did a deep and ugly search of the room of my 16-year-old son.
The former president also harpooned the speech given by President Biden last week, where he called MAGA Republicans a threat to the country. He has since clarified that he has nothing against conservatives. They have a suspect, but not the victim. Eliza Fletcher is still missing in Memphis, but police have charged a man with her kidnapping. Cleotha Abstin was arrested last night after a brief standoff. The SUV linked to the kindergarten teacher's abduction has also been located. A Walmart store in Mississippi is open for business this morning. Yesterday, the entire building was evacuated.
A scare in the air over Mississippi. Authorities there say a rogue pilot threatened to crash a small plane into a Walmart in Tupelo Saturday, causing panic and evacuations there on the ground. The plane landed safely after circling overhead for several hours. The pilot is a 10-year employee of Tupelo Aviation, where he fueled planes. He's facing grand larceny charges for allegedly stealing the plane and making terrorist threats.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Monday will mark 50 years since a deadly attack that shocked the world. 11 members of Israel's Olympic team were massacred in Munich by Palestinian terrorists. A West German police officer was also killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A Washington, D.C. tradition will be revived this week. President Biden and the First Lady will welcome former President Obama and Michelle Obama to the White House on Wednesday for the unveiling of their White House portraits in front of friends, family, and staff members. It's unclear why former President Trump did not hold the ceremony for the Obamas. Meanwhile, a unique honor for the former president.
Former President Barack Obama won an Emmy Saturday for his work narrating the Netflix documentary series, Our Great National Parks.
Join me in the celebration of our planet's greatest national parks and wilderness, a journey through the natural wonders of our shared birthright.
The five-part series was produced by Higher Ground. That's the production company founded by the former president and his wife, Michelle Obama. Mr. Obama is the second president to win an Emmy. Dwight Eisenhower received a special Emmy Award in 1956. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A man who once served as Pope is now one step closer to sainthood.
He only sat on the throne of St. Peter for a month, but the papacy of Pope John Paul I still reverberates among Roman Catholics today. Cardinal Albino Luciani, known for his humility and cheerfulness, was elected Pope following the death of Paul VI in the late summer of 1978. But he died just 33 days after his election. On Sunday, Pope Francis beatified his predecessor, which is the last step before sainthood, a miracle attributed to John Paul I. The recovery of a critically ill 11-year-old girl in Buenos Aires was recently approved by Francis, who encouraged the faithful to pray to Luciani to obtain the soul of a smile.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.